Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran, and it's my privilege to be back with you for another time, indeed, God willing, for another week of gospel programs here on Premier. Bringing God's Word this week is the Reverend Kenneth Elliott, and today he's letting the Bible speak from Numbers chapter 23 and verse 10. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Remember that should you require spiritual help and guidance, then do contact our minister in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson. His address and telephone number will be given just at the end of the program. So, in just a few moments, the Reverend Elliott will be letting the Bible speak from Numbers 23 and verse 10 on the death of the righteous.
Once I was drifting, lost and in sin. Once I was dying, darkness within. Now I am living the way he planned, harbored in Jesus, kept by his hand. Harbored in Jesus, safe and secure. Harbored in Jesus.
I want to consider with you today some words from the 23rd chapter of the book of Numbers. They are the words that are found in the 10th verse, which are these: Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. These words are a request from a very strange character, Balaam. But it's just the words that we want to consider, not so much the character of the man himself. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. We can see right away from these words that death is the subject, and the Bible brings before us continually that death is real. We learn in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, that it is appointed unto men once to die. Job said in the 30th chapter of his book and in the 23rd verse, I know that thou wilt bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. We have death also graphically portrayed in the Word of God. In Job chapter 9, we find that it's described as a land of darkness. In Jeremiah chapter 10, death is described as a prowler, as an intruder. And in the 12th chapter of Jeremiah's book, we learn that death is described as the swelling of Jordan. And over in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 15, it is described as an enemy. So what we're looking at today is the subject of death, only in this particular aspect of it, the death of the righteous. Now, why did Balaam make such a request? What is there about the death of the righteous that this man wanted to die that way? Well, first of all, the death of the righteous is characterized by the peace of God. We learn in God's word that every one of us is a sinner in God's sight. We are at war with him. We are alienated. We are estranged. We are enemies. And therefore we need to be reconciled to him. The Bible tells us that reconciliation is available to us, but it's through the blood of Christ's cross, where Christ made peace. And then we read elsewhere in the New Testament that if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. So the very first thing that we need is peace with God, and it's only as we have peace with God that then we can have the peace of God. The peace of God is what men and women are searching for today. We learn in Isaiah chapter 26 and in the third verse that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. In Philippians chapter 4 and in the sixth verse, we learn that the peace of God that passeth all understanding keeps the heart and the mind of the believer in Christ Jesus. Someone once wrote, "Stead upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest." There is peace for you today, peace with God and the peace of God if you're a righteous man, a righteous woman. And then secondly, we learn that the presence of God is with the righteous. That's why it's a wonderful thing to die the death of the righteous. We are not alone when we die. There is darkness. There is much that would be of concern to us. But we can praise God that if our trust is in Christ, and if we are righteous in the scriptural sense of the term, then we have the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ with us. We don't die alone. Whenever Isaiah was writing his book, these words came to him from the Lord in chapter 41 and in the 10th verse. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And also in that very same book, in the 43rd chapter, and in the second verse, we are told that when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. So to have the presence of God with us in life is a wonderful thing. But how much more in death, when all is dark, whenever we are alone, we can say too with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Is it any wonder that Balaam said, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his"? But there is another reason, because the death of the righteous is precious in God's sight. We learn that in one of the Psalms, Psalm 116 and verse 15. "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints." Why? Because one for whom the Lord Jesus Christ bled and agonized on the cross at Calvary has finally been brought home into the immediate presence of the Lord. And then we learn also that the work of the Holy Spirit has been completed in that person's life, conforming him to the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's yet another reason, and that is because the prospect that the righteous have before him. We learn that death is not the end of our existence. There is life after death. We learn there's either heaven or hell. For the believer, for the one who is righteous to die, it's immediately to go into the presence of the Lord and there behold the face of the Lord Jesus. John in his first letter says, "It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Oh, there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear when a righteous man or a righteous woman dies. The big question, however, for you today is this: am I a righteous person? May I say this in closing today? In order to die the death of the righteous, we must live the life of the righteous. Now, we cannot do that on our own strength. The Bible tells us it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it does mean that we receive the imputed righteousness of Christ that he obtained for us and imputes to us the moment we turn away from our sin and put our trust in him. As soon as our all we venture on Christ's atoning blood, the Holy Spirit enters, and we are born of God. We are clothed in the imputed righteousness of Christ, and then we desire to live righteously according to the word of God. And then whenever death comes, for us, it will be absent from the body, present with the Lord. Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.